Hey everybody, Alexa here. I'm in a kind of goofy, weird mood tonight. I wanted to keep you guys updated on book club. It's not really book club, but you know, I was talking about how I wanted to read some short stories. Sorry, I was getting something off the ground there. Wanted to read some short stories or, you know, little tiny novels. Some safe for work audio stuff that just is nice and pleasant to listen along to, basically. And I thought P.G. Wodehouse was going to be the first thing I go with, but no, it will not be P.G. Wodehouse. Because he writes so much dialogue, just back-to-back dialogue with multiple characters in the same scene where you need to be able to do a bunch of different accents so that listeners can keep track of who's talking. And you also have to, like, track that shit, like, diagram that shit so that you know what voice to use and what line. We'll call it advanced audiobook recording, which I am not opposed to, but let's build to that, especially since I just recorded the first chapter of this other book, you know, on my phone instead of with my nice mic. So yeah, we have some room to grow here. The book that I am so excited to be able to read to you guys in its entirety, chapter by chapter. It's like 100-something pages. It's little. It's called Lizard Music by Daniel Pinkwater, who is the most amazing, hilarious, quirky children's author. I mean, I remember maybe being 5 and reading a little book called The Blue Moose, I think it was called. And that was it. I was hooked. I would go to the library with my sister and my mom every week, and we would just grab anything we could find that was written by Daniel Pinkwater right off the shelves and take it home with, like, that crackly, oh man, that crackly plastic that they put on hardcovers. Oh man, and the, oh, I, yeah, okay. Nostalgia just took over for a second there. But yeah, I have a copy of one of these books of his, written in 1976. It is one of my absolute favorites for so many reasons. The biggest one being, I remember just being so fascinated and compelled by the idea of this kid taking care of himself. Like, his parents are out of town, and he is all on his own, and he's living basically like a little adult. Like, he cleans up after himself, he makes dinner, he watches the news. Like, it's nothing wild and crazy, but it was just this fascination when you're little of, like, wow, that's what being a grown-up is like. And so, yeah, I have had a ball rereading it and almost feeling that same kind of wonder, like, I don't know, all he's doing is making TV dinners, but it just seems kind of magic. I can't explain it. You're just going to have to listen along and find out why. But the name of this book is Lizard Music. Lizard Music by Daniel Pinkwater. It is adorable and wonderful and so fun and quirky. I'm going to read you guys the back summary, you know, on the paperback here, just to give you a sense of what it is that I'm committing to very enthusiastically. Okay, so when his parents go away for 2 weeks, Victor's go it doesn't bode well, right? I'm gonna do it again. I swear though, I've already read the first chapter and I got that out pretty well. Apparently the back is too tough for me though. Okay. When his parents go away for 2 weeks, Victor goes on his own vacation, right at home. Now he can order a pizza with anchovies and stay up as late as he wants and watch his favorite television shows. After the Late Late Show one night, something very strange happens. A band of lizards appears on the screen, playing the most outrageous music Victor has ever heard. They're not in the TV listings. The networks don't know anything about them, but every night, they're there. With the help of the Chicken Man, who keeps a hen named Claudia in his hat, Victor is able to track down the lizards. The journey takes him to Thunderbolt City, a trip that will change the way Victor sees the world forever. It's adorable. It's kind of like sci-fi, but for little ones. I think the protagonist is like 11 when the story takes place. But it's just, it's so funny and so sweet, and I absolutely adore it. So I hope that you guys are intrigued or, you know, happy at the thought of, you know, just listening to me read a cute, funny story. If you are more on the side of like, hey, you know, just show your tits and moan into the microphone, please. You know, that's cool. That's cool, too. I also enjoy those things. But, yeah, so feel free to tune these updates out. But if you like my voice and you want, you know, something nice to listen to before you go to bed or something to listen to when you're bored in the car, then I hope that you will stick around as we work our way through Lizard Music chapter by chapter. And I'm going to go ahead and post chapter one tonight so that if you're curious, you can get on it. And for the final note here, I'm going to read the little excerpt from the book that's on the first page of the little inside cover here. The Lizard Beat. The movie was so good that I forgot all about how scary it was and that I was all alone in the middle of the night. Until it was over, that is. Then I thought about the dreams I was going to have, and all of a sudden I felt a cold chill. I was almost to the point of running into the kitchen and looking up the number of the resort where Mom and Dad were staying when the lizards came onto the screen. These were real lizards, not people dressed up as lizards, and they played regular musical instruments. At first, it was scarier than the movie, especially the close-ups. The music sounded funny at first, but I got used to it very fast, and then I liked it more than anything I'd ever heard. Adorable. book list says, wildly imaginative, will grab kids from the word go. Pinkwater will have readers laughing to tears. He's gifted with a hotline into children's heads. This is a natural high. I could not agree more, book list. That's a great review. So, here's hoping that you are along for the ride. I can't wait to share this book with you guys. I really can't. So I'm going to go ahead and throw up chapter one tonight. Throw up chapter one. That sounds terrible. I'm going to post chapter one tonight. And I hope you enjoy. And wherever you are, I hope you're having a wonderful afternoon, morning, or evening. And yeah, please enjoy. All right, I'm going to go pee now. I got to pee. Love you guys. Mwah! Bye.